You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Good Morning Football, presented by NFL All Day. We are live here in New York City. It's Tuesday, August 16th. My name is Jamie Erdahl, alongside Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and a Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty. Jam-packed show today with a lot of awesome guests. Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, everyone wants to talk to us. How about that?
This is the spot.
Yep.
This is the spot.
Anybody looking forward to, Peter?
I like Bo Allen.
You
Bo
do?
Allen's coming on the show, one of the wild men from that Eagles team, and of course has had a great NFL career. Jamie, I'm fired up for him. Your connection with Bo Allen, what is this?
Went to the same high school as my husband.
From insane.
The
insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sam is a little bit older than him, but I think they were 5 years apart. But, you know, he wore that letter jacket when he was playing the Super Bowl all that week in Minnesota. And so we're from the same town, essentially. So go Skippers.
Go Minnesota. All right, go Skippers. And go Bills. Bills head coach Sean McDermott came down here. Went to the same high school as my wife. It's incredible. No, not really. I love that. Can't wait to see it, Coach.
Dang it. I just fell for that heart. Like, that's my forehead hurts after that. All right. Time for the lead block.
The lead block.
Hey, let's check in on the reigning AFC champion Bengals, who got their quarterback Joe Burrow back at practice on Sunday. Head coach Zach Taylor said Burrow has not been participating in team drills just yet, just 7-on-7, but he outlined a timeline for him yesterday.
We've got a good plan in place now. As we narrowed it down to kind of what it's going to look like over this week, we feel like we've got a good grasp on the timeline of the rest of training camp and what we can do on offense to make sure that he's getting all the looks he needs to see before it's for him, it's Pittsburgh. Are we ready for week one of the season? And so, we've dialed out every practice, and he and I have had conversations about how many opportunities we have left to make sure we check all the boxes before we go into week one. And we feel very confident that we'll be able to do that and feel prepared going into that game week.
That's good. That's good to hear. It sounds like Burrow will be ready for week one. And Cincinnati brings back all of those talented young wide receivers. Certainly what a secondary doesn't want to see when they're going up against the Bengals. Plus, they've revamped their offensive line, something they had to do. They executed that in the offseason, which is an issue that gave them went to task on, in the playoffs. So they fixed that problem. So with all that going on for them, will the Bengals have the best offense in the AFC this season, Kyle?
No. And you look at that menu up there, and I call it a menu because just like pick whatever you want to order. Mm-hmm. There's so many good players and such a great story. But I really do. I hate to blow back on this, but it's just I think there's a heavy naivete when it comes to saying how great the Bengals are going to be this year. And it's not their fault. The last six teams in a row to lose the Super Bowl have gone down offensively the following year. That includes Mahomes Chiefs, McVay Rams, Brady Patriots. It just happens. And we've made the case that, as you just did, Jamie, they didn't lose lose anybody? And they added and they added. It doesn't matter. There's real practical reasons these teams have tougher times. The schedule is harder. The injury luck isn't as good. People are out for them. But I also just think, like, look, Joe Burrow, I think, shocked some people last year. Jamar Chase definitely shocked some people the first 2 months. You're shocking no one. And it's just going to be much harder. It always is. It's so easy to look at the young sensation team and say, oh, my God, they're going to be there every year. Guys, it doesn't work out that way. And it's not personal about the Bengals. I love everything they have going on. How could you not? They will struggle this year. Maybe early, maybe in middle time, maybe late. Every team does. It's been the last 9 out of 10 losing Super Bowl teams. The offense is not as good the following year. I don't think theirs will either. That guy is going to have 12 defenders on him every single play. I just think it's fair. It's like, you know, sometimes you have this sensational album that just blows a band up. The next album always is a step back. Like, the one after Nirvana, Nevermind, In Utero, it was fine. Bush's second album sucked. Like, Candlebox's second album sucked. That was their blow. I go back to Candlebox.
What about Rage Against the Machine?
Rage Against the Machine was great. Evil Empire, they did it. Oh. Now, that's the exception. And, Jamie, that's a great poll. I saw them at the Garden last week. Maybe they will have their Evil Empire album. But I still think it could be a little bit of Razorblade Suitcase by Bush, which was a huge step back. I like the Bengals.
Burrow sort of looks like the kid on the album for Rage Against the Machine, the
right.
Kid with the cape, like that might be him.
Got the E on it.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
I feel like the
no one's ever said that in history.
I feel like the noise has been a little bit louder for this Bengals team because it was such an unforeseen circumstance to see them. So it was like they America fell in love with them essentially at the Super Bowl. Then they lost that game, and now everyone's on board. They're like, no, we just got on board. We want them to go all the way back. So unlike other teams, maybe that we would have expected for them to be in the Super Bowl. I just feel like this particular offseason for the Bengals, the volume has been quite loud with that.
Yeah, for sure. And for the top offense in the league, they haven't been to the Super Bowl in the Buffalo Bills. So I think they may be the ones getting back. And for me, Josh Allen is that good. Why they'll be the best offense in football. And then, I mean, Gabe Davis, we watched him in that playoff game last year. 200 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he was the big receiver. He'd been playing well all year, but more of a red zone target. They had Emmanuel Sanders. They had Cole Beasley. They had other guys that were taking targets away from him. But the way he ended the last football game he played in last season, you better believe he's going to be one of Josh Allen's main targets this season. And then Isaiah McKenzie, all the talk in training camp has been, hey, they signed Jamison Crowder to be the slot taking over for Cole Beasley. But Isaiah McKenzie has been the guy. He only played in one game last year where he had more than 3 targets. That was against the New England Patriots. He had 12 targets, 11 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown. So I'm excited to see what this guy is going to do with more targets. And then they drafted a guy, James Cook. A running back who can catch the ball out of the backfield.
They're loaded.
Explosive. And yes, I know this team is not going to be a running offense. They're not going to hand the ball off every single play. They're going to keep the ball in Josh Allen's hands. But when he checks it down, when he hands the ball off to James Cook, watch out. This guy is explosive. And I'm just talking about 3 guys on the offense and haven't even mentioned Stephon Diggs. And that just goes to
that's
show.
That's insane.
Exactly. It's James a menu, Cook, like Kyle said. Mm-hmm. And they can select any of those guys. And Josh Allen is the one ordering up. So I'm excited.
I'm going to push back on you here.
Let's go.
I want to know as a player, and this, tell me how much of a big deal this is. So they come back with everybody. And Brian Callahan, the offensive coordinator who draws it all up, he's back. And Zach Taylor's an offensive coach. Brian Daboll is considered really the maestro behind that Bills offense, which was surging at the right times last season. How big of a deal that Ken Dorsey is now the offensive coordinator and Joe Brady's the quarterback's coach as opposed to what they had last year, which was Daboll and Dorsey.
The one thing I heard Josh Allen talk about in training camp was the fact that the quarterback's coach, he's in the room with them every single day, beyond just X's and O's. He talked about it in an interview during camp. He said, we're sharing life stories. We're getting to know each other. He's been in that room with Josh Allen the past 3 seasons. So, yes, if they would have went out and got a new offensive coordinator, has to learn the system and all of that, it's a little bit different. But Ken Dorsey's been in-house. Not only is he learning Daboll's system, a part of Daboll's system, but he's getting a chance to hear what Josh Allen likes and what he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. And now he can tailor that offense more to what Josh Allen is used to, the things things he likes and figure out a way to continue to use him, not only passing the ball, but also with his legs.
And remember, Joe Brady, some would say, was the mastermind behind that 2019 LSU team that got Joe Burrow to the level that he got to win the NCAA.
So symmetric, and yet...
I know.
I have a guy.
And yet, where are we zigging? Where are we zagging? Take us there.
There you go.
About a little...
Hey!
The back. I was forgetting about Mr. Mahomes. I know they lost Tyreek Hill, but gosh, I look at that offense, and I think they, I don't know, this seems like an off-season segment, but they might be better than they were last year with Tyreek. The more we're hearing things out of training camp, and the more players that are stepping up in big spots, like, when you look at this depth chart, it is, I feel like they just, you want to talk names, you pick who you want out of this, and... Justin Watson is the second to last name. I think he's going to be a valuable part of this offense. Sky Moore has looked incredible. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco wearing number 10, Tyreek's old number, is seemingly getting up, and that's not including Travis Kelce.
Peter, that's the diner menu with single thing.
That's a Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, there it is.
They did lose their signature dish.
They did, and that's the thing. And it's like, how are they going to step up and how are they going to change? And I look at the coaching staff. The loss of Mike Kafka, I think, is important. He goes to the New York Giants, but Bienemy's still there, and now they bring back Matt Nagy, who was there when they built this whole thing from the ground. I still feel like Kansas City, don't write their obituary yet. Like, I feel like that offense still has something to give, and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been in the laboratory.
Do you see one of those receivers going for 1,000 yards?
Maybe not. You know, Juju is doing things that I'm hearing in practice that are special, but also in that preseason debut, Juju was used in a lot of different ways and was out there. Like, maybe it's Juju. I think he's the number one, but there's so many names that how do you defend all that?
And I think with the kind of quarterback Patrick Mahomes is, it doesn't have to be just one guy all the time. Like, the way he can throw the ball around, put it in places where you don't think you saw it coming in the first place. The original question was, are the Bengals going to be the best offense in the AFC? We essentially have admitted that we don't think so, teeing up other teams. I'll tee a third one up here with the Chargers. Another team that didn't lose anybody. Their offensive side of the ball has remained the same. They finished in the top five in a litany of categories last season, with the highest one being in that passing yards per game. So let's put the ball in Justin Herbert's hand and get the job done. They made an addition on the offensive line with a first-round pick in Zion Johnson. And let's talk about quarterbacks coming into their third year and the maturity step that they all take. Brandon Staley is coming into his own in terms of defending his decision-making. Mm-hmm. If an offense knows you're going to be aggressive on fourth down, I think the quarterback and all the way down the list handles drives a different way if you know your coach is going to be making decisions a certain way within this offense. I think the Chargers are ripe to be an explosive offense this season compared to the Bengals.
I can't wait to watch Staley this year. I feel like he still hasn't made his signature call of his career. They're going to have 4th-and-12 from their own 5, and he's going to go for it at some point. He just can't help it. That's his style, and I don't think he's going to pull
it. And I love it. He can just blame the numbers.
I know. Well, that's his thing.
The Chargers are one of those teams where if I'm drafting a fantasy team, Herbert might be my first quarterback, Eckler might be my first running back, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are getting drafted, and yet I can't, say, okay, because the proof of concept isn't there. And yet that last drive when Staley has Herbert out there of that Raiders game and he's completing 17 passes and it's it's like, okay, yeah. And Jamie, you're right. It might be them and we might be sitting here in August and no one's talking about the Chargers as a Super Bowl contender or Super Bowl winner. Like, they could blow the league by right now.
Totally. Okay, time for the league lock.
That's a yes.
I don't know how Blaine got.
I was trying to save you there.
That's good.
Hey, we have a massive guest coming up later this hour. Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We know his players listen to him. He's going to be on our show. We've got so much to talk to him about ahead of their game on Saturday against the Broncos, which you can see right here on NFL Network. That fires me up. That's so great that Sean McDermott is going to join us. The offseason hype around this team, though, it's been sky high. And when the season predictions start rolling in, we're going to make ours in a couple of weeks. Jason and I have been prepped on those decisions that we will live in infamy, I guess. You're going to see a lot of the Bills to the Super Bowl takes, their quarterback being named MVP, which means expectation, capital E, surrounds the Buffalo Bills. So of all the players in the league right now, is Josh Allen the guy with the highest expectations on his shoulders for the 2022 season?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, if you're a betting man, I'm not. I believe so. Yes, he has the highest expectations. If you're a betting man, he is picked to be the MVP. Mm-hmm. And then he plays for the Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia, they're jumping through tables. They're insane. I was at Disney with my brother, all our kids, wives, and everybody. A bus pulls up to the hotel. Bunch of people get off the bus, all wearing Buffalo Bills gear. We're at Disney. Grandma gets off the bus last, looks right at me and my brother.
Oh, no.
You guys are going down this year. We're going to take it. I'm on vacation. I'm at Disney. I just want to ride rides. I don't want to think about Josh Allen. I don't want to think about the Buffalo Bills. But this guy, I mean, the waiter season ended last year. How much we've all talked about how good of a player is, the next step, and just his trajectory, how he's been since he's came into the league. I can't find a player. I tried to. I can't find a player that has higher expectations than he has and what they have for this team this year. They're expected to go and win the Super Bowl, and that falls on Josh Allen's shoulders. So, yes, he has the biggest expectations of any player in the league this season.
Yeah, he's on Space Mountain.
Yes.
Which, I mean, just soaring. I look back to the year 1986, and a very young, scrappy Doug Collins Bulls team went to the Boston Garden, and this number 23 from North Carolina had 63 points against the Celtics. And afterwards, Larry Bird says, this wasn't Michael Jordan, you know, that was Jesus, and everyone loses their mind. They lost this game. They got swept in the series. The Bills lost to the Chiefs, but that game was Josh Allen's 63-point game. The next season, Jordan came out and averaged 37 a game. 37. It was a ridiculous season. This is that season now for Josh Allen. Because it's not just that they lost. It's this sort of poetic, very dramatic way that he sat there and watched them lose and could do nothing about it. That made such an impact on everyone psychologically, they changed the rules of the league because Josh Allen lost. They actually changed it. And as far as expectation this year, it's like, if the Bills go 10-7, it's like the sky is falling. If they lose the opener to the Rams, which they'll probably be underdogs for, the sky is falling. If he throws two touchdowns and a pick one weekend, oh my God, what's wrong with Josh Allen? It's incredible because that guy he played the game of his life and couldn't get on the field at the end. What I think is interesting, the takeaway from that game is like Mahomes is never talked about in that game. And like
totally.
He made a miracle and went 13 seconds, ding, 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 and it's all Josh Allen. Mahomes is like, I won and I was incredible. And that's because the Mahomes demigod status had already been granted. We had already seen that from him. We were not surprised. And we were a little bit surprised that Josh Allen was that good. But, like, you can go across any player in the league right now, any quarterback, your Trey Lances, your Kyler Murrays, and I think it is here, and the expectations for Josh Allen up here. Anything other than pure Paul Bunyan, Bo Jackson at quarterback feats, everyone's going to be like, what's wrong with Josh Allen? And he'll have to deal with that. But I think he's the answer.
This is similar to my sentiment about the Bengals. I do agree that Josh Allen has the greatest expectation on him coming into the season. But it's as if, and you said it, everyone kind of fell in love with Josh Allen in that game, on that drive. The fact that that game was taken from him and he had no way to take effect on the end of that game. America fell in love with the Bengals in the Super Bowl, and now all offseason we've been thinking that they are the team and that everybody wants them to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing happened to Josh Allen in that game. Yeah. They felt so badly for him. So, but like, let me run this by you, the situation, because I can play this out because you guys already won the Emmy. Like, let's say this summer, you go to the Emmys, you don't win the Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go to lunch with Tony Kornheiser, and you're like, you just got to sit there and play golf, play a round of golf with him, and then sit and yuck it up over lunch. Like, this is what Josh Allen had to deal with all offseason. Like, so what if Patrick Mahomes wasn't talked about? He had to just, like, play nice, and he had to hear it and take it and answer the question. And, like, if the expectation is high, but if his pissed-offness is as higher,
pissed-offness,
is that a word? We just made it a word.
Yeah.
If it's not off the charts above the expectation, then Josh Allen is not the quarterback I thought he was.
It's a great point.
That's great. It's excellent.
He's playing that golf tournament with Rodgers and Brady and Mahomes, and they're all made men, and they're busting his chops. Like, it has to eat at him.
Yes.
I want to see you and Kornheiser out at lunch. What do you guys
playing around
about?
A golf?
Bagel and a schmear.
I don't think we're talking about Cassius Clay, a young Cassius Clay. I wasn't going to what you were eating. I just want to hear the conversation.
That's it. We would. We'd go way back. We talk Joe Cap and Cal football. I'm gonna go a different route here though, because as much expectation there is on Josh Allen, and as much as we want, like, if the Chargers miss the playoffs again, what are we doing with this Justin Herbert canonization also? Like, there are seven teams in the conference that get to make the playoffs. Josh Allen's going to the playoffs. He already has gone to the playoffs. Goes to the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't sniffed it yet. I know we came close last year, but he hasn't played in a playoff game. It's okay for year one. fire the coach. Anthony Lynn's out. It's okay for year two, first year coach, we're not sure. Year three, if we're treating you like you're the same breath as Mahomes and Brady, and you're in that top five quarterback situation, which you are right now with Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers, like, you better go to the playoffs this year. This team can't be bad this year. So much hype, and so much has been granted to Justin Herbert. We have already put the crown on him. It's almost a given that he is in that conversation. And yet, for whatever reason, those big moments, the Chargers are not winning those games. Now, to Josh Allen's point, he played amazing in that final playoff game, in that final regular season game against the Raiders. Like I said, 17 pass attempts in the end of regulation, gets them into overtime. He did everything he possibly could. You talk about expectations. If this Chargers franchise misses the playoffs yet again, I think it's one of the greatest disappointments and one of the wastes of the first 3 years of a star quarterback's career.
Can I ask you this? Chargers, 10-7. They lose in the wild card round to Baltimore.
Fine. We at least got
it. Is it? Is it fine? Least,
oh, yeah.
They got a top five quarterback.
We got there. The rub on them is that they cannot get there. That they cannot, that we grant them this, like, this emeritus status that they're one of the best teams with the best quarterback. Yet every year they don't even get to the dance. Mm-hmm. There are seven AFC teams in the playoffs. If you can't be one of them, that is really, really upsetting.
I actually think this question brings up an interesting dissection between the words expectation and potential. Because expectation implies that we saw something. We saw flashes of what, not just flashes, we saw what the Bills and Josh Allen could accomplish last season. They put themselves on that stage. The potential for the Chargers team is just that. It's just potential at this point because we haven't seen them at that level, at that stage yet. But I feel like there's a difference there. The expectation, I feel like, is greater for the Bills only because we've seen what they can do in the playoffs and the fact that they've made it there.
I think you're right, and I think back to your first point, they got to deal with this Kansas City thing.
Yeah.
Look, they beat them last year in the regular season, that's fine. But last offseason, before the season, when they had lost in the title game to Kansas City, Josh Allen said he thought about it every day. Every single day, I think about that loss. Then you play another season, and you lose in that way in Kansas City. And if they lose to them this year, and like the Tyreek thing, because they wouldn't have lost the game last year without Tyreek. If they do it again, you have to handle that. It's just the way sports are. You got to knock the guy out. It's a big deal.
We talked about those four who were in that golf foursome. You can add in Joe Burrow as in the conversation as like being one of those top guys, and Russell Wilson, and all these guys that have won the games. I go back to Justin Herbert because I don't want to hear your name in that best quarterback conversation if you can't.
Until you've shown something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's
to that point, in that division, we've talked about, hey, could Kansas City be number four? We've placed. The only reason we're doing that is because we've all uplifted the Chargers. When you talk about expectations, people are saying, could this team make it to the Super Bowl? Like, we're not even saying, like, hey, can they make the playoffs? And when we talk about their division, like you just said, seven teams are going to the playoffs. But we can go down that AFC list and probably name seven teams without including the Chargers and feel really good about it.
Hell, I just said they were the best offense in the AFC. I don't know what was happening there. No, I did. I had put my hard-earned research behind that. And
they were
it's
one
not
of the
arguably
worst defenses.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Well, they have to step that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big Good Morning Football welcome, as we always do, to Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Hey.
What's up, coach? What up, coach?
What's up, coach?
Good to be with you guys this morning. You are also my favorite show, so we've got that in common.
Yeah. Book it. Billboard material.
All right, so where do we start with you, Coach? So many things going on, such excitement, such buzz. You have these great players and pass rushers and quarterbacks and coaches. I think we'll start with a 22-year-old rookie punter. Let's just get into it right now. The hype around Matt Araiza, the punt god, booming an 82-yard punt in a preseason game. Tell us about this guy, and what size will his Hall of Fame jacket be, Coach? What do you think?
Yeah, let's get out in front of it right now, right? No, it's, I think he caught some people's eyes, got some fans' attention with that punt, 82 yards. Fun to watch. He's a young player, one of our many young players that has made an impact at an early part in his career so far. And we're excited every time he punts the ball in terms of where it's going to go. And I know Josh Allen, our quarterback, is a big fan and seems mesmerized by some of what Araiza has been able to do so far.
Yeah, without a doubt. Young players stepping up, making plays. The other day I highlighted two rookies for you on that defensive side of the ball, Kair Elam and Christian Benford. Those guys were making plays on big-time receivers. What was your biggest takeaway from their performance in their first NFL action?
Yeah, Jason, you know, I think the biggest thing for them, as you know, as you remember, as a younger player, is to get out there and compete to where it's not too big, and it wasn't too big for them. They held their own. They battled. They lost some battles. They won some battles. And I think it was a great first opportunity for them to dip their toe in the water in the NFL, in an NFL game against good competition with a good team in the Colts. And I was proud of them. They really held their own.
Coach, we're here every day, as you know, and we're here 3 hours a day, and we're doing it in May and June and mm-hmm. July. I've seen you personally answer questions about this team's expectations at least a dozen times over the last few months. You start one step, though, and you start at that week one game, and it's the 2022 regular season kickoff on Thursday Night Football against the Rams. How do you keep these guys focused on, hey, 1 week at a time when you know that there's such a bigger prize at stake?
Yeah, Shregs, you know, we can't wait for that game, just like every game, right? It's the most important game on our schedule because it's the next game, and expectations, as you mentioned, around the Bills are very high, and we embrace that. It's great to see the excitement in our community, the excitement amongst Bills Mafia, and it's great for our league. It'll be two good teams playing against each other in a few weeks, but there's a lot of time between now and then and a lot of work to be done.
Coach, it's been a couple of years since we were on the sideline together. I'm so happy for your success and proud of the moves that you guys have made as a team, but specifically in this offseason, the addition of James Cook in your backfield. So proud of that young man and everything he's going to do for your offense. But then the addition on your defensive side of the ball in signing Von Miller. I mean, to go out and get a veteran guy like that who's played on the biggest stage, how has his presence impacted your locker room in the best way possible?
You know, Jamie, he's really been a blessing, both on the field, as people would expect, but off the field as well. And just what he's done in our community in the short amount of time that he's been a Buffalo Bill has been amazing. The way he stays after practice to sign a countless number of autographs, what he's been doing in our community with his glasses initiative for young kids, and certainly what he's done all in the field, right? With the influence he's had in our locker room, the influence he's had in our defense. He's off to a great start, and I've been thoroughly impressed and real proud of him.
Coach, we did a segment earlier in the show. I don't have to tell you that because I'm sure you're watching, but we asked, is your quarterback, Josh Allen, is he the player in the league amongst about 1,700 players who has the highest expectations of anybody on him in the entire league? And we were on around the table, and we all said, yeah, it's him. That's the expectations for Allen this year. This is going to be that good. I know you share those expectations. How's he handling it? How's he doing in camp? How's Josh right now?
Yeah, he's great. He's just got such that it factor about him that, you know, nothing seems to shake him. He's experienced now in year five, and he's played well in big games, and he's been in the playoffs a number of times as well. So he just has that way about him, where everything he just takes in stride, and he's in control of the moment, and the moment's not too big as well for him. And he's just a great player and person to be around on a daily basis, not only for me but our entire team.
Yeah, and he's a special talent to watch. I had to play against him. Wasn't always a ton of fun competing against that guy.
Yeah.
But I've been in a ton of training camps. I was in Nashville. They had the hot chicken. Was in Miami. A great seafood. Uh-huh. Was in New England area. The clam chowder. What's up with these turkey burgers in Rochester? Such high quality turkey meat. What is going on? Why is it so good? Where did all of this come from?
Yeah, see, Jason, if you had spent a little bit more time in Buffalo over your NFL career, we could have introduced you to the turkey burgers. We have, I think there's free-range chicken. We have free-range turkey farms around Buffalo that we got them shipped in to training camp, and they were a big hit. So maybe we'll send you some to the crew over there and see if you guys like them.
Turkey Take Burger it. Tuesday.
Yes. You know, that's a championship organization.
Everyone thinks wings. No, Turkey Burger.
And then we're going on to the turkey now. And listen, we have to ask you one more really important question, Coach, before you go. Last week, back to Josh Allen, he said he's been told that he looks like, quote, the Andy Dwyer version of Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation. That was his take. And it is a compelling side-by-side.
That's amazing.
That is really good. Do you agree, coach, or is there maybe a better comparison? Your thoughts on your quarterback's take?
Yeah. Well, I would say it's very, you know, it's kind of like me looking like Tom Cruise. Very, very similar. You can do anything you want on TV, so try and get that done when I'm on next time. But in the meantime, no, he does. It's ironic how similar they look, and I love when those things are done on television. This person looks like that guy and whatnot. But I've heard Chris is a huge Bills fan and a good person, so we can't wait to have him at one of our games this year. Hopefully, maybe we'll make an introduction, a formal introduction to him too.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Wilson throws a ball that is going to be intercepted. Justin Simmons. Justin Simmons, his first interception of the season. Justin Simmons with an easy interception.
Into traffic, picked off by Justin Simmons.
Throws the outcut, and it's picked off. That is Justin Simmons with the pick of the year. Burrow under center, takes a snap. Going to be hit by Justin Simmons, and the sack all the way back to the 21-yard line.
Our next guest, I love to watch this guy on Sundays. One of the most elite young safeties in the game today. He's helping to bring another championship to Denver. Please welcome friend of the show, Bronco safety Justin Simmons.
What up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. For sure, man. We love to have you on here. Man, on Sunday night, you landed on the NFL's top 100, coming in at number 81, a list which is voted by your peers. Last year, you were listed at number 45, and you're coming off one of your best seasons, yet you dropped. Do you feel like you should have been higher on that list?
Oh, yeah, of course. I definitely feel like I should have been higher. I think first, you know, it's always great to be recognized by, you know, your peers and coaches around the league. And so making the list is a blessing in and of itself. But no doubt, you know, I think, you know, my skill set and, you know, what I was able to accomplish individually last year, you know, should be higher. But with all that being said, man, you know, I don't make that list without, you know, the guys that I get to play with. So I'm thankful for that and excited to let that grow, you know, a little bit more this year.
Justin, I think you should put the number 81 on your locker every day. Walk in, look at that number, and say, that is unacceptable. Let's get better every single day, and let's go.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
I know you. I know the way you operate. I also know the way your quarterback operates, and he's on a different level also. If you're the defensive leader who gets those guys going, Russell Wilson is the new head of state. What's it been like? And we've heard since he got there, the team feels different. What's it mean, and what have you seen specifically in the last 10 days now that training camp is underway?
Yeah, man, it's been really fun working with Russ and just working, you know, against him, going against him in practice and in training camp. And, man, he's already, you know, pushed us defensively, you know, unlike anything that I've seen. You know, it's fun watching him work, and it's the consistency in his work, right? Every single day, the way that he approaches it and how he pushes us, you know, as a team, how he pushes the offense, how he pushes the defense. And so it's been really fun to work with him, man, and I'm so excited for the season because I can tell, you know, this means a lot to him and that, you know, he's hungry. He's hungry to get the win, and he's hungry to come back and bring a Super Bowl to Denver.
Justin, have you picked him in practice yet?
maybe a few times, you know, not too happy about it, but he's also got me a few times. You know, the way that he's able to look off and then that deep ball. You know, I've only been up against him one time and when he was in Seattle, so that deep ball is serious. So he's definitely been pushing me, like I said.
It is serious. You know what's not quite as serious, but we can't stop saying this. We can't stop saying, let's ride.
That's right.
Let's ride. We're saying it during commercial breaks. We're saying it on the air. We take away, let's ride. It's his this catchphrase that Russ has is all over his social media. People love it. Are you guys talking about it in the locker room? Are you talking about let's ride? Are you saying it? What are your thoughts on the let's ride frenzy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We say it all the time. I'm sure you guys saw the clips with Brandon Marshall and, you know, Pac-Man when they were here at training camp and all the receivers were having a blast. You know, it's all fun and games. We obviously say it all the time when we're around let's Russ ride. And, you know, he gets a let's kick ride. Out of it. But it's also serious energy, too. Like you said, you know, the fans love it. And it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Justin, let's ride. It's been 3.5 weeks I've been on this show and 15 hours of television a week, and I've decided the AFC West is the best division in all of football. And it's not a lot of time. It's not as much time as these two guys put in. Not as much time as you put in either in preparing for this division, but it is what we have come to terms with here. So what has the preparation been like in trying to stop these teams twice a year that you are going to have in the AFC West, the quarterbacks, the receivers, down the line, a huge challenge? What's the confidence level like for this team going up against these other teams?
Oh, confidence level's at an all-time high. You know, I know we're playing in the best division in football, you know, being in the AFC West, and, you know, it's going to be challenging, but it's going to be fun, right? You know, I think Russ kind of hit it on the head in his presser, you know, like the opening presser when he was officially announced as a Denver Bronco, and saying, like, you know, I'm not scared of competition and I want to go against the best. And, you know, there's no better division to go up against than the AFC West. And, you know, seeing Herbert, Carr, and Mahomes twice a year, and obviously how talented, you know, that offense is. But just as a team, right, the defensive additions that, you know, all those teams have gotten and things like that. So I'm just really looking forward to the competitive nature that those games are going to hold. And I'm excited for, you know, obviously us, but like the fans to watch those games as well. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be a lot of fireworks for those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now, as a fan, I'm fired up to watch that division. And I see your headband says bless. I know you're a man who stands for, obviously, your play on the field. But what you do off the field is very important to you. And earlier this year, you did something really cool with your high school alma mater. The Morton County Tigers won the 6A Florida State Championship for the first time since 1979, meaning you didn't win it while you were there. But we're not gonna focus on that point. But you decided to buy the
Appreciate
whole team
that.
Championship rings to celebrate. What made you do that?
Yeah, man. You know, it was something that I always talked about with a few of my close friends in high school, and how we always felt like we had the team, and how, you know, we were gonna make it happen, and always found a way, you know, like we always fell short. And so for these group of men, you know, to be able to accomplish something that hasn't happened since like the 1970s was a really cool accomplishment. And I have a younger brother, you know, who is still pretty close with some of the guys on the team. So I was still supporting, you know, some of those guys that were playing, and it was a no-brainer, you know, getting to watch them play. You know, they play in Lakeland, Florida, so I was in the Orlando area at the time. So getting to watch them play and watch how great they operated as a team, you know, it was really fun to watch that. And it was just a no-brainer for me at that time to just be able to, both my wife and I, just to be able to find out any type of way that we could help support them in that. So really proud of them for what they accomplished.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Steps up, he starts to dash, and he's tackled back at the 20. And a great tackle by Bo Allen, and that is his first career sack.
Here's the snap, a handoff running left. Latavius Murray is knocked backwards, and he stuffed that run.
He's being chased, and he's being sacked. Brandon Bear and Bo Allen, and being flattened at the 7 this time is Amendola. Brought down by Bo Allen.
Looks upfield, looks up. Oh, he's sacked! Bo Allen just came in there. Long hair and all, and wrapped him up and dropped him.
Long hair and all. I love it. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion and a Minnesota native, so I'm a little bit biased. After 7 seasons in the NFL, he has decided to call it a career. Please help us give him a warm welcome. It is Bo Allen.
Let's go!
In studio.
Yeah.
All right, so you made it official.
I did.
July 1st, I think it was?
Yeah, right around then.
Right
yeah.
around then. You decided to hang up the cleats. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Had a fantastic career. You won a Super Bowl, 7 seasons, 3 different teams. What's going to stand out to you the most as you start to separate yourself from your NFL career?
Just saw that little highlight tape. It's kind of fun to watch that, the glory days. But I think, you know, the Super Bowl that we won in Philly is obviously the first one that comes to mind. But more than that, I think just the guys you spend time with, like Jay and everybody else that you play with, whether it's college, you know, each team, Philly, Tampa, or New England, I think that's really what you love is the guys.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You had some really special guys. Look, there's been 56 teams win the Super Bowl, but I think there's a group of special Super Bowl teams. And that Eagles team, that run, it was mythical. And it's masked, and it's underdogs, and it's the Carson Wentz gets hurt, and then you guys still win in this crazy shootout with Tom Brady. What was that ride like? Tell us about it.
Well, it was fun for me because I'm from Minnesota, and it was in Minneapolis.
Sure was.
Yeah, when you see...
You spent the week wearing your high school letter jacket.
Yeah,
is that true?
That's awesome.
I did. I was so extra, but it was really fun. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was such a great team, and guys like Jason Kelce and Chris Long that, you know, when you win a Super Bowl with guys, you know, you have that forever. That's, I think, what you love. And like you said,
really
look at
that.
Special team.
That's great.
Shout out. What's the high school? What do you got?
Minnetonka. Go Skippers.
Go Skippers.
Yeah.
Go Skippers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Pretty cool.
It's such a
big players. And then you come into this and like you're down. How many pounds are you down?
Ooh, you asked me that on live TV. Yeah. It's tough, man. I'm like 50 pounds or so. 50 pounds.
You look good,
from my heaviest, like I was 340.
Yeah, you were a big defensive end. And now you look at and like you're wearing designer clothes. I feel like there's the glow up. Like what's it like now being a couple months removed? And are you wearing new fashionable clothes and trying to get into different gear?
I went on a little bit of a shopping spree in the city. Why not? You know?
We see that watch too. Look at that thing.
This is actually a Super Bowl thing that we all got. So we, a couple guys on the team. A couple guys on the team got that. I mean, it's fun. Just kind of when your football is so regimented and, you know, we all know how many sacrifices you have to make for the game. So when you retire, like, feel like I've been doing a little bit of a retirement tour, which is kind of fun. So just kind of doing some stuff, especially during August when you're supposed to be in camp or you're used to be in camp. Do some stuff that you wouldn't normally do, so, like be in studio with you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
I do. Okay, so I feel like it's safe to ask questions like this once you become further removed from a situation.
Go on.
So let's go back to this Super Bowl year.
Talk to me.
Okay, Carson Wentz goes down, and like the improbable happened where you're making this run. Was there ever a flash of doubt in that season where like, we are absolutely screwed? What just happened to this team? We had it made.
Yeah.
And then like, were you in disbelief and in awe of what Nick Foles was able to accomplish as much as America?
Well, I personally wasn't, though, because I know Nick and I know the kind of guy he is, and he is truly like the best guy ever.
Yes.
Like a guy that you want, you know, to lead your team to a Super Bowl victory.
Right.
But I don't think we were ever – it's kind of one of those things, like, during the season, crazy stuff happens. And you just are kind of like, oh, all right. You just roll with the punches, you know? I mean, you see you laughing over there, Jay. You know what I'm talking about. It's – so, yeah, I mean, looking back on it, maybe in the back of your head, you're a little bit like, uh-oh.
Right.
But at the time, you're like, okay, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Nick was a perfect guy for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think about all these guys on the other side of the ball from that Eagles team, whether it was Lane Johnson or Jason Kelsey or even like Ryan Jensen. You've got all these guys that you used to play against with Tampa. Like, who is that nasty guy that you would hate to face?
Jensen's nasty.
Jensen after the whistle.
But we would, in practice too.
Sure.
Very borderline. But he's a good guy, you know. But I think of like Richie Incognito, some of those old, like Marshall Yanda. He like talk about tough, but not
Iowa tough.
Yes, exactly. Like there's been so many guys, and another guy that we played with in college is Kevin Zeitler, who's like an unbelievable player. Yeah, big Zeit. There's a lot of so many tough guys that you play against, and people ask me all the time, like, who's the toughest O-lineman you play against? Like, I don't even know. It's a different answer every time because sometimes you just match up, you know, or you match up poorly with somebody or they have a, you know, they just have a really good plan for you that day. So, I don't know. There's been a lot, man.
Sure. As the former Patriot, I mean, you know the question. Everybody wants to know. You were in Philly. You guys won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Lane Johnson said it's no fun to play in New England.
Yeah.
You then end up in New England.
Right.
What was it like in New England compared to the Phillies, the Tampas, and the teams that you've played for?
I mean, I think people would be surprised. There's some things that are, you know, you would maybe expect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. Some stuff in New England is a lot more low-key than you'd expect. Like, you know, Bill doesn't – what you wear for practice and, like, things like that. Like, it doesn't matter. But it's all business, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like that everywhere. It's there's a lot of similarities and there's a lot of differences. You know, I don't know if there's one thing that necessarily – you know, stands out, but everybody in Foxborough is on point at all times, from the top all the way to the bottom, and you know that better than
indeed.
Is New England one of those teams that, like, you are happy to know how the inner workings operate
now that you're done playing?
Like, are you proud of the fact that, like, I know what goes on there?
It takes the mystery away, and then, like, kind of like he's saying, when you get there, you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't what it's all kind of made out to be.
You figure it out, but, I mean... Yeah.
A lot of unsaid.
Nah, what about you? Were with Chris Long, so you got all the stories.
Yeah, I got.
C. Long's always talking about it.
Yeah, he is. I spent a lot of time with Chris. Maybe a little bit too much.
any memorable exchanges between this guy and Belichick that come to mind?
There was one.
May I
interview? Yeah, please.
I don't want to let you have
more
on this, but there was a time where I had I was getting out of the shower in the locker room, and I had a pretty serious conversation with Coach. You know, just in a towel. I didn't know he was there. I kind of turned around, and he was right behind me. I was like, oh, whoa. You know, and we had a long, discussion, and you're never really prepared for a conversation like that with, you know, the greatest coach of all time while you're sitting there in your towel. But I think, you know, Jay got a kick out of that one. Thanks for bringing that one up.
I just remember,
that's great.
Just
I
just remember him walking in the trainer room talking about the conversation. Like, bro, I just had a conversation with Bill. I'm still in my towel. Yeah.
But I'm like halfway through, I was like, Coach, you mind if I get dressed here real quick? Like,
what was so urgent?
You know,
you got to talk to the
business. Yeah, it's all business.
Business. That's it.
So, did you see over the weekend of the preseason the linemen with the French and the fries?
So I didn't watch any football.
Okay, oh,
yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's fine. Well, there were linemen for the Colts. No, for the Bills. Excuse me.
Colts.
The Colts. You got it right. They were in Buffalo. Right. Yes, they were in Buffalo. Anyways, their last names French and fries.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. It was one of the greatest really grabs ever.
We did one of those in Philly.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
I know you would.
Okay. It was the two D linemen.
There you go. French fries. Okay, so that put me down a French fries path of what are the greatest fries of all time.
Ooh.
And I educated these guys on the waffle fries at Maynard's on Lake Minnetonka back in Minnesota with the seasoned sour cream.
Okay.
So that really, it really brought up my Minnesota roots. So I'm on this side of the table. What do you think is the most Minnesotan thing about you?
Well, I'm very passive aggressive, Jamie.
If you think it's Minnesota nice, it's actually Minnesota ice.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I think it's just the fact that I love the lakes. Like you're talking about Maynard's on Lake Minnetonka. Earlier I mentioned Lake of the Isles and, you know, the land of 10,000 lakes. So I think, you know, in the summer especially, is you gotta love the lakes.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's nothing like that. You're going back there? Is that where you're going to?
Yes, yeah.
That January lake wind is going to hit you. It's not like Tampa Bay, man, in January.
But I'm looking forward to it also.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, back with your family and everything.
Exactly.
Well, one place where it's always sunny is in Philadelphia.
Nice. Like, nice.
You were on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You were also on Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Tell us about those appearances.
I don't know. You know, it's kind of like this. It's one of those things where like, okay, all right, let's do it. But that was that was a literal dream come true. And that sounds, but I'm obsessed with that show. And just to meet them, to meet Danny DeVito.
Sure.
Like, what a treat.
Legend.
You know, legend.
I started blasting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What was Charlie like?
He was super professional. He'd turn it on like that. Yeah. And that, I mean, a fun fact is I've actually never watched that episode because I'm so, I love the show so much. And then you see it, I can't do it, you know?
Don't watch yourself.
You live
I can't. But the memory of that and doing that that was a really cool thing.
Do you have something now, Bo? Like a show that you would just kill to make a cameo on?
I got to think about that. I'm a big TV show guy.
What do you got?
I
got
to think about that.
Uh-huh.
I was watching, this is like I was watching the show Severance recently. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of underrated, but I don't know if I could, I don't know if I'd belong on a show like that.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.